USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said at the beginning of Thursday's Senate Judiciary Committee meeting, he's confident Amy Barrett has the votes. The vote officially takes place 1 p.m. Eastern on October 22nd. Delta Airlines is hurting. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Delta Airlines is reporting a larger-than-expected loss in third-quarter revenue. The Atlanta-based airline carrier announcing a loss of $5.4 billion during the summer months, which is forcing company officials to push predictions back for an expected break-even date to next spring. Brian Kelly is a travel expert. He tells NBC's Today Show,
Delta is generally regarded as one of the best-run airlines in the world, and they reported a blockbuster loss, even as they've tried to reduce costs. You know, big picture, this means the airline industry really needs the bailout.
Delta is one of the major airlines of the United States and a legacy carrier. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. The Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris is lying low after COVID infects two of her campaign people. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has more.
Senator Kamala Harris has canceled all campaign travel through this weekend out of an abundance of caution after a flight crew member and her communications director tested positive for coronavirus. According to the Biden campaign, Harris, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, has tested negative for coronavirus twice over the past week. In a series of tweets, Senator Harris said that she was not experiencing any symptoms of coronavirus and pledges that she will be transparent about any test results she does receive. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The Senate Homeland Security Committee is launching an investigation into Hunter Biden's emails. The New York Post published an article that alleges Hunter Biden used his influence to connect a Ukrainian businessman and Burisma Gas Company executive with his father while he was vice president. Committee Chairman Ron Johnson told Fox News he's been in touch with the person who provided the emails. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
NASCAR Cup Series returns to Kansas Speedway this weekend. Driver Clint Bowyer is coming home.
Looks like it's got cold fronts coming in. That's going to mean fast speeds. Grip levels are probably going to be up. That's going to be good. That'll be a premium for, you know, putting on a good show for what the fans, you know, that we have there. Always fun to come back to Kansas. Looking forward to it. You know, cool track, special to me. It's going to be obviously more special this time around, and we'll be ready for it. Coming off a good weekend. Wasn't the weekend that we wanted, you know, wasn't the finish that I feel like we deserve. We were extremely fast last weekend, but anytime you have a weekend like that, there's a pep in your step and it's excitement level for, you know, not only me, but the rest of our team.
The Hollywood Casino 400 starts at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. In college football, the 10th-ranked program has halted football activities after several members of the team test positive for coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the story.
The Florida Gators are heading into a highly anticipated matchup this Saturday with the defending national champion LSU Tigers. But the 10th-ranked team in the country has temporarily halted practices because 5 players have tested positive for COVID-19. Athletic Director Scott Strickland said in a statement Tuesday that the school is making the move out of an abundance of caution and that contact tracing is underway. Texas A&M, Florida's opponent last Saturday, says they haven't had any positive tests and will continue regular testing ahead of their game this week against Mississippi State. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.